Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Manoj Pathak.
Namaskar, Market Mantra ke taza ank mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hamesha ki tarah hum desh aur duniya ki chuni hui karobari, aarthik aur share bazaar se sambandhit taza khabron ko lekar hazir hain. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए आज स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं देश के जाने माने वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार पुनीत जैन. पुनीत जी नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद मनोज जी.
आइए शुरुआत करते हैं अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइन से जिसे लेकर मौजूद हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक स्टॉक मार्केट इंडिसीज एंड मार्जिनली लोअर. सेंसेक्स फॉल्स ओवर 100 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी सेटल्स बिलो 24,200. Most Asian stock market indices end in the positive zone and global crude oil prices rise.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार में आज हुई गिरावट. प्रमुख सूचकांक मामूली घाटे के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 100 अंक से अधिक फिसला. निफ्टी 24,200 के स्तर से नीचे आकर हुआ बंद. एशिया के प्रमुख शेयर बाजार घाटे में रहे और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय एशिया के प्रमुख शेयर बाजारों में आज देखने को मिली अच्छी खासी तेजी और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजार में कच्चे तेल की कीमतें बढ़ी.
And before we take our main stories in detail, let's hear an important disclaimer announcement. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not of Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise our listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision.
और अब सिलसिला शुरू करते हैं घरेलू शेयर बाजार में आज की गतिविधि से. घरेलू शेयर बाजार में आज प्रमुख सूचकांक मामूली घाटे के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 123 अंक घाटे के साथ 77,989 पर बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के निफ्टी में 35 अंकों की कमी आई और ये 24,197 पर बंद हुआ. हालांकि नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में विस्तृत बाजार पर ध्यान दें तो मिड कैप नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का 100 0.6% से अधिक लाभ के साथ बंद हुआ. उधर स्मॉल कैप 100 में 0.9% की वृद्धि देखने को मिली. इससे पहले सकारात्मक वैश्विक संकेतों के बीच बाजार में तेजी देखने को मिल रही थी. हालांकि दोपहर सत्र में सूचकांक नकारात्मक जोन में चले गए और उसके बाद से फिर बाहर ऊपर उठने का सिलसिला घट गया.
Benchmark domestic equity indices ended today's session marginally lower. Sensex dropped to 123 points at 0.16% to close at 77,989 and Nifty dipped to 35 points at 0.14% to settle at 24,197. However, in the broader market on the National Stock Exchange, the mid-cap 100 rose over 0.6% while the small-cap 100 climbed 0.9%. Earlier markets opened over 0.5% higher, tracking positive global cues. However, by the afternoon session, indices slipped into negative territory.
नजर डालते हैं सेंसेक्स पैक पर. सेंसेक्स में सम्मिलित 30 में से 16 कंपनियों के शेयर आज घाटे में रहे. घाटा उठाने वालों में सबसे प्रमुख रही HDFC बैंक जिसके शेयर 1.7% नीचे आ गए. टाइटन में करीब 1.5% की गिरावट हुई और महिंद्रा एंड महिंद्रा के शेयर 1% के आसपास नुकसान के साथ बंद हुए. उधर मुनाफे में रहने वाली कंपनियों में सबसे अव्वल रही ट्रेंट जिसके शेयरों में 2.8% की तेजी आई. एटर्नल में 2.5% से अधिक की वृद्धि देखने को मिली और अडानी पोर्ट्स के शेयर 2.3% लाभ के साथ बंद हुए.
Among the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 15 out of the 25 sectors registered an upward move. Among the gainers, metals surged 1.5%, utilities rose nearly 1.4% and industrials advanced almost 1.2%. On the other hand, the top 10 banks lost 0.7%. Private banks fell about 0.6% and hospitals dipped 0.5%. The overall market breadth at the Bombay Stock Exchange was positive as shares of 2,808 companies advanced, 1,539 companies declined and 147 companies remain unchanged.
नजर डालते हैं रुपए की स्थिति पर. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज एक डॉलर की तुलना में रुपया 18 पैसे मजबूत हुआ. 93.20 रुपए के स्तर पर बंद हुआ. उधर दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की स्थिति दर्शाने वाला सूचकांक समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार में 98.16 पर चल रहा था। पुनीत जी, बाजार में आज की गतिविधियों पर हम आपकी प्रतिक्रिया समझना चाहेंगे। बाजार कुल मिलाकर देखें तो मामूली घाटे में रहा है, कुल मिलाकर धारणा क्या है बाजार की अभी?
तो मनोज जी, अगर आप देखें तो पिछले कुछ सत्रों में बाजार में एक अच्छा पॉजिटिव ट्रेंड रहा है, और आज हमने थोड़ा हेडलाइन इंडिसेस जो सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी है वहां पर हमने हल्का मामूली गिरावट देखी। लेकिन अगर आप ब्रॉडर मार्केट देखें तो मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स, आपने बताया कि वो आज 0.6% और 0.9% वो बढ़े, यानी ब्रॉडर मार्केट में जो छोटे और मझोले शेयर्स है वहां पर हमने अच्छी बढ़त देख रहे थे। तो मुझे लगता है कुल मिलाकर अभी भी मार्केट सेंटिमेंट जो है अप्रैल के महीने का अगर हम देखें काफी पॉजिटिव है, और यहां पर जो एक गिरावट देखी थी बिल्कुल स्टीप फॉल था बिगिनिंग ऑफ द मंथ में, उससे अच्छी रिकवरी हुई है। कई शेयरों को देखता हूं मैं जो पर्टिकुलरली अगेन मिड कैप स्मॉल कैप है, जहां पर ज्यादातर रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स का रुझान रहता है, वहां पर उनका इन्वेस्टमेंट रहती है, वहां पर पिछले दिनों अच्छी बढ़त रही है। तो मुझे लगता है कि बाजारों में एक अंडरलाइंग स्ट्रेंथ है अभी, वो पॉजिटिव मूड है। हालांकि हेडलाइन इंडिसेस थोड़ा पुल बैक था, पर ओवरऑल सेंटिमेंट इज पॉजिटिव राइट नाउ इन द मार्केट।
Notwithstanding what's happening geopolitically, we have seen that FIIs were the net buyers in the market today. They have been traditionally net sellers, and today DIIs were the ones doing the short covering. But fundamentally, if you look at the fourth quarter results, already 40 companies have declared. There are more than 5,000 companies yet to declare their results. And Wipro has been a bellwether stock. Their net profit quarter on quarter has gone up by 12%. We saw that with TCS as well, and Nifty IT has gone up by almost 1% today. You feel that fundamentals are also driving this recovery in the stock market after the steep correction we saw earlier.
So you're right, Arjun. So two things are really playing into this market sentiment right now. One, of course, is the fact that the valuations have become very attractive. We saw the indices fall very sharply, the headline indices, and the PE multiple for Nifty, as we all know, fell below 20 level. Now, that is 20 is a very sentimental important level, because below 20, we believe if the PE multiple is there for Nifty or Sensex, then it is an attractive time to buy stocks. And that is what we saw. We saw some buying by foreign investors who had been selling until then. They started buying once the PE multiple was lower. Along with this, we saw a performance from some bellwether companies like TCS. We've seen Wipro numbers now, and they are better than expected, particularly, of course, because we saw some benefit of rupee depreciation playing into the top lines because of the rupee-dollar exchange rate. They've reported good numbers, double-digit growth in their profits. Of course, Wipro announced a buyback today. So all these things are playing into the market sentiment. It shows broadly that the markets have kind of stabilized at lower levels. And there is some selective buying happening, not only by retail investors, by institutional investors, particularly FIIs. Yesterday also they bought into the market. Today also we saw a small sum, not large money, is being poured in by FIIs, but at least they've stopped selling and they've started buying a little bit. I think that is a big change in what was happening until last month.
As you've always informed our listeners and, of course, the anchors in Market Mantra, that volatility index, the VIX, is a great indicator, and when it is just below 20, it indicates that the market is now stable. Prices are likely to move on fundamentals. If there's a growth story, yes, the prices will move upward, valuations are accordingly. And we've seen in the US stock markets and in the domestic stock markets, VIX is right now below 20. How would you advise investors? Because most of them are invested in the mid-cap and the small cap spaces. And we saw that both the mid cap and the small cap actually climbed by 0.6 and 0.9% today, as compared to the Sensex 30 and Nifty 50, which is a large cap companies. How do you see the upward movement? Do you see that continuing for the week and the FIIs continuing to buy? Do you see this trend continuing for 2 weeks?
So Arjun, you mentioned VIX, which is volatility index. Also, I mean, we call it the fear index. It denotes if the VIX is less, then we think that there is less fear in the markets. If the VIX is high, then of course there is more fear of volatility. At the height of the market, when the markets were doing very well, VIX had fallen to about 10, the level of between 9 and 10. And recently, when we saw the markets fall very sharply, VIX index had risen to 25 plus. So, and right now it is below 20. It is about 18, 19. I think which is a good place to be in. We are not out of the woods yet. That is what the market is telling us. The VIX is telling us. But we are stable. And therefore, this tells us that if there is, if you find something attractive, attractively priced, you wanted to buy a certain stock, this may be a good time to invest. And my belief is that for the next couple of weeks, till, this developing story is there vis-a-vis the Middle East, and the sentiment is somewhat hopeful, I would say, for us, for a end to this war. I think the markets will remain stable with a positive bias.
यहाँ पर पुनीत जी हम ये समझना चाहेंगे कि हमने कोविड के दौर को देखा, फिर उसके बाद यूक्रेन का संकट लगातार चल रहा है, ईरान का संकट किस दिशा में जाता दिख रहा है, इसका प्रभाव विशेष रूप से जो तेल आयात निर्यात से जुड़े देश और कह लें कंपनियां हैं उन पर तो असर पड़ेगा ही, लेकिन क्या इसे भी पचाने की क्षमता दिख रही बाजार दुनिया भर के बाजारों में, या इसका असर बना रहेगा आने वाले दिनों में?
मनोज जी देखिए, ये बात तो बिल्कुल साफ है और दिख रही है हमें कि जो सप्लाई चेन्स हैं ये इस वॉर की वजह से, एक तो एनर्जी मार्केट तो बिल्कुल ही डिस्टर्ब्ड हो गई है, उसके साथ ही बहुत बड़ा डिसरप्शन आया दूसरी सप्लाई चेन्स में, तो मेटल्स में, फर्टिलाइजर्स में, पेट्रोकेमिकल्स में, केमिकल्स में, ये सारी इंडस्ट्री अफेक्टेड है। इसे सिर्फ तेल, कच्चे तेल की बात नहीं है, ये पूरा इंडस्ट्रियल सप्लाई चेन जो है अभी डिसरप्टेड है, और उसकी वजह से हम देख रहे हैं इन्फ्लेशन, यानी दामों में काफी बढ़त आई है, ना सिर्फ भारत में या एशिया में, यूरोप, पूरी दुनिया में। तो महंगाई पे एक सीधा असर पड़ रहा है इस वॉर का। तो मुझे लगता है कि आने वाले अगले 6 महीने में इसका हम नेगेटिव इम्प्लीकेशन जो है, कोलेट्रल डैमेज जो है जिसे कहते हैं, वो हमें जरूर देखेंगे। कुछ हद तक जो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ थी वो कम आएगी। भारत के लिए अच्छी खबर यह है, मैं खुद थोड़ा सा पॉजिटिवली प्लेजेंटली सरप्राइज हूं कि जो लेटेस्ट एस्टिमेट आ रहे हैं, हमारे IMF के आए हैं और दूसरी संस्थाओं के जो एस्टिमेट आए हैं, उन्होंने जो भारत की GDP ग्रोथ है करंट ईयर में जो, और ये बिल्कुल लेटेस्ट आंकड़े हैं, ये बहुत पुराने आंकड़े नहीं है, ये वॉर शुरू होने के बाद के आंकड़े हैं, उन्होंने ये अनुमान लगाया है कि करीब 6.5% के आसपास GDP ग्रोथ हमारी मेंटेन रहेगी। मुझे लगता है ये बहुत ही एक पॉजिटिव चीज है, बहुत अच्छी, ये दर्शाती है कि जो इकोनॉमिक मैनेजमेंट है देश की वो काफी अच्छे तरीके से की गई है अभी तक। और मुझे उम्मीद है कि अगर वॉर में कोई बहुत ज्यादा यहां से हालात खराब नहीं होते तो हम जल्दी ही इससे रिकवर कर पाएंगे।
पुनीत, यस्टरडे द कंज्यूमर प्राइस इंडेक्स फॉर द मंथ ऑफ मार्च केम आउट एंड इट लेड टू द बिलीफ दैट यस, आवर सप्लाई चेन्स आर इंटैक्ट, सो आर आवर रिजर्व्स, एंड इन द US यू आर द प्रोड्यूसर price index, and that indicates, you know, how the supplies at what prices would be available to manufacturing base, and for that matter any producer. It's indicating that if you look at final demand, that somewhere down the line real growth would be affected, because when you take into account inflation eroding into the figures, so figures that we are going to be discussing are nominal, but real growth may to some extent be affected. Would you agree with that, and how do you see corporate India adjusting to that? Because if you look at the companies which have already declared their results, revenue as compared to last year, this is only 40 companies, has fallen by about 5 to 6%, but net profit has actually gone up by 8.5 to 9%. So it appears that margins are improving, but revenue growth is affected.
So Arjun, you first point is that the inflation that we have seen in raw material prices and finished good prices, that of course is going to erode demand going forward. However, I think the numbers that we have got so far is only for the month of March, which was just the beginning of the war. I think the cascading effect of these numbers will really reflect on economic growth, on our purchasing power in months ahead. So, yes, I think we will see a decline in the GDP growth in India and elsewhere, of course. And inflation remains high. So what happens usually is that if you have the real growth plus inflation numbers together, they indicate the nominal growth. So probably we will see the nominal growth remain 6.5%, 7%. But because of high inflation, the real growth, like you said, will definitely be lower. So I agree with you completely that because of high inflation, we will probably have the right nominal numbers, nominal growth numbers, but real growth will definitely be lower this year.
We've seen that Bank Nifty has always been motivated by how the central bank actually carries out its decision regarding the repo rate and the reverse repo rate. The repo rate has been remained unchanged, but we saw a correction in Nifty Bank today by 216 points. There was an upward move earlier. What are the prospects in the near to medium term? Because the net interest income has obviously gone up. NPAs have come down. Loan growth is at an all-time high.
So Arjun, interestingly, one fact I like to point out here is that for last 2-3 weeks, we have seen a huge surplus liquidity in the banking system. Right now, the surplus is approximately 5 trillion rupees, approximately 5 lakh crore surplus liquidity is there in the banking system right now. And RBI has allowed that to happen because RBI wants to keep short-term interest rates lower. So my guess is that this is what RBI is trying to do, that keep liquidity conditions easy to deal with this situation. Having said that, with lower short-term interest rates, banking bottom lines become better. So while there is a pressure in terms of economic growth, in terms of credit offtake, I think what will help banks is essentially the easy money conditions, the huge surplus liquidity, which will keep short-term interest rates lower. So I think my expectation is bank numbers, when they come out later this month, they will be pretty okay. They'll be stable and with an upward bias about 10-15% growth.
आइए खबरों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाते हैं, चलते हैं विदेश। सबसे पहले एशियाई शेयर बाजार। एशिया के अधिकांश शेयर बाजारों में आज अच्छी खासी तेजी देखने को मिली। जापान का निक्केई 225 सूचकांक 2.4% लाभ में रहा। दक्षिण कोरिया के कोस्पी में 2.2% की वृद्धि हुई। हांगकांग का हिंगसेंग 1.7% और चीन का शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स 0.7% लाभ के साथ बंद हुए। उधर सिंगापुर के स्ट्रीट्स टाइम्स सूचकांक में लगभग 0.3% की कमी देखने को मिली। यूरोप के प्रमुख बाजार आज समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक बढ़त के साथ चल रहे थे। अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार में फ्रांस के कैक 40 में 0.7% से अधिक की वृद्धि थी। जर्मनी का डेक्स और लंदन का फुटसी 100 दोनों 0.6% से अधिक लाभ के साथ चल रहे थे।
पुनीत, फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ आवर लिसनर्स ऑन आकाशवाणी, डू टेल अस हाउ इंपॉर्टेंट द मंथ ऑफ मे इज when it comes to investment allocations by punters and hedge funds.
So, okay, this is an interesting topic. In fact, I'll try to bring this as briefly as possible. So usually when April starts, and this has been an experience, global funds across investors across the world, they allocate funds to different markets. And therefore, usually what we are seeing right now happening in India is happening in many economies. We see fresh fund allocation in the month of April, and therefore there is buying by FIIs in usually in this month. However, the month of May becomes very important because first, this initial rush of buying or selling is over in April. The month of May tells us the long-term trend of fund allocation in a particular year. Usually, whatever happens in May persists in the markets, the trend persists for a few months. So I think globally, this has been our experience. It may becomes a very important month when we see fresh allocations, there are fresh pullback of funds. And that tells us what's going to happen in the rest of the year.
Well, let's have a look at the US stock markets now. Wall Street ended on a mixed note yesterday among the major stock market indices. The Nasdaq Composite Index surged 1.6%. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.15%. Investor sentiment improved following reports that a second round of talks to end the conflict in West Asia could resume soon. As a result, both the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 closed at record highs. Everyone is watching the round of talks very keenly. The bombing across borders has now come to a relative close. So there's no provocation yet. Yesterday, the news came in that there were 34 oil tankers which were allowed to go through the Strait of Hormuz. But what is going to motivate a country like Iran to come to the negotiating table and negotiate a peace with not just the US and Israel, but its Middle East nations as well, who have also been a victim, one could say, of what's happened in West Asia?
So Arjun, of course, the situation in the Middle East is very complex and different parties or different nations have different agendas. So that is the difficulty, because what the US, Israel may want, other Gulf countries may not want that. They want something else. Iran, of course, wants to survive as a country, wants to retain whatever principles or whatever values it was living by. So it's going to be different things for different people in this war. I think the single most important agenda in this entire conflict, I think, is economic agenda. Because if you see, this whole thing is now centered on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, on the oil trade, on energy markets, whether it is for Saudi Arabia or UAE or Qatar or Oman or Iran for that matter. I think everybody is now focused on the economic aspect of this war. The war on the ground, whether you are trying to break each other's infrastructure, it all boils down to economics. So when you ask me about what single motivating factor will be there, I think Iran and all others will be trying to look at long-term economic deal in a sense to survive and to prosper. So I think that may be the biggest, single most important factor.
Macroeconomically, the employment in the US has actually improved. But if you look at the currency, the US dollar index, it's at 98.17. And when the war was raging, the US dollar index had crossed 100. The demand for the US currency was, in fact, much higher. The demand for gold was actually much lower. So how would you rate the U.S. economy right now in these changing circumstances?
See, right now, if you look at the U.S. economy, it is in pretty good shape, except for the fact that they have a huge debt, of course, which kind of pulls down their currencies. And, you know, it affects,
and their bond yields have also come down.
And now they have come down. In fact, when the war was raging about a couple of weeks back, bond yields were threatening to break through 4.50. Now they are down below 4.3. So I think to that extent, in spite of the fact that US is at war and they have, you know, such a huge conflict going on with many countries, the truth is that the economy seems to be in fine fettle, and this does not see, and even the inflation numbers that we got for March, they were not too bad. I mean, they were in the range of about 3-3.5%. So far, surprisingly, US economy seems to be holding up. But I think it's too early to pass the judgment. These are early days. We will know the real impact 3 or maybe 6 months down the line.
Well, let's look at a beneficiary from all this. China's GDP. China's economy accelerated in the first quarter of this year, expanding 5% from a year earlier, as it largely shrugged off impacts from the Iran war so far, according to data released today. The January to March data released by the government covered a period during which the Iran war began was better than what economists expected, and was up from 4.5% growth seen in the October to December quarter. The International Monetary Fund this week lowered its economic growth forecast for China to 4.4% expansion for 2026. Chinese leaders last month set an economic growth target of 4.5% to 5% for this year, the slowest since 1991. A lot of experts are saying China has actually benefited from this after Trump's attack on China's growing trade surplus. And when the trade with the US came down by 20%, countries like India benefited. What is their strategy right now? Because they seem to be the country that's ahead of the US because of what's happened in the Middle East.
So China is, I think, kind of standing by on the sidelines to see how this whole thing turns out. And they are still benefiting from it. For example, if you look at India's trade with China, we got the latest data. It is about the trade surplus that China has with India has now crossed $100 billion. So clearly, more and more countries are dependent on China for importing cheap goods from China. And therefore, they are beneficiaries so far of. But we do not still know, because the crude oil prices, they fluctuate, or the crude oil energy prices, they kind of go through the roof, then Chinese economy will definitely be hurt. But right now, I think China is in a sweet spot. They seem to be getting all the positives from this war so far.
आइए आगे बढ़ते हैं. अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मुद्रा कोष IMF की प्रमुख क्रिस्टेलिना जॉर्जीवा ने कहा है कि वैश्विक वृद्धि में मंदी और युद्ध से उत्पन्न व्यवधानों के बाद भी भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था मजबूत बनी रहने की उम्मीद है. IMF की एक प्रेस ब्रीफिंग को संबोधित करते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि भारत की मजबूत बुनियादी आर्थिक स्थिति इसे अधिकांश देशों से बेहतर प्रदर्शन करने में मदद कर रही है. उन्होंने कहा कि भारत की विकास दर वैश्विक औसत विकास दर से 2 गुना से अधिक है. साथ ही यह भी कहा कि पिछले कई वर्षों में हुए नीतिगत सुधार और संस्थागत क्षमता में वृद्धि ने भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था को मजबूत किया है. यानी कुल मिलाकर, यानी भारत के लिए अच्छी खबर है और भारत सही दिशा में जा रहा है, उसकी पुष्टि करने वाली ये उक्ति कही जाएगी.
बिल्कुल मनोज, देखिए IMF पूरी दुनिया पर एक ऐसे नजर रखता है, डिफरेंट कंट्रीज की कैपेसिटीज, बल्कि पाकिस्तान जैसा देश तो IMF डिपेंड करता है टू बेल देम आउट. भारत एक बहुत मजबूत स्थिति में है इकोनॉमिकली, और IMF उसकी पूरा उसको एंडोर्स कर रहा है कि ये भारत की जो इकोनॉमिक स्ट्रेंथ है, फंडामेंटल स्ट्रेंथ है, बिकॉज हमारा कंजम्पशन और ग्रोथ इंडिया का काफी ज्यादा है. तो मुझे लगता है कि एक अच्छी खबर है, और जैसे ही इकोनॉमिक कंडीशन स्टेबलाइज होंगी दुनिया में वॉर के बाद, मुझे लगता है उसका बहुत बड़ा फायदा भारत में अब शायद हो सकता है जब हमारे इन्वेस्टमेंट्स भी आए और निवेश भी यहां पर थोड़ा बढ़े.
जी, मूविंग ऑन टू क्रूड ऑयल मार्केट. ग्लोबल क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस रोज टुडे आफ्टर द यूएस स्टेटमेंट दैट इट विल नॉट renew the sanctions waiver on Russian and Iranian crude. Brent crude was trading 0.8% up at $95.75 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude was trading 0.2% up at $91.45 per barrel when reports last came in. Very interesting that these are the futures prices. The spot prices are anywhere between this and $190 per barrel. Russian crude spot market is saying it's $110. US dollars per barrel. India seems to be ahead of the curve here. It has diplomatically managed to get its supplies, even though shipping vessels are stranded in the Strait of Hormuz and they are being cleared right now. And there's a lot of hedging in terms of how to pitch its energy basket in at an Atmanirbhar front. How do you see oil prices receding? Because NYMEX, Brent, holds West Texas Intermediate, all types of crude, the futures prices are well above 90.
So yes, clearly the oil market is in a flux. Very, very difficult to predict what will happen to oil market, because it is, you know, subject to change almost every day to statements from the US president. And it's a very sentimental market right now. But if you look at the fundamentals in terms of from where crude is being imported to which are the countries which are importing that crude, consuming it for refining, etc. My own guess is that now we will see crude prices stabilize in this 90 to 100 region. You mentioned spot prices. It is correct, because spot market is very difficult right now, because a lot of ships which are loaded with crude oil are not able to transit freely. They may be carrying oil, but they're not able to deliver in spite of the fact that they have the promise of delivering that oil.
Plus, a waiver is not going to be continued by
Absolutely.
The US.
So a lot of oil may get stranded again at sea. And therefore, there is this panic in the spot markets. But usually, a country like India, we have very long-term contracts with different countries, different regions of the world. So my guess is that India will, so far we have done very well with oil prices. Let's hope we continue to do it.
Let's move on to the bullion market. In the Indian bullion market, 24 karat gold was trading 0.3% up at 1,54,680 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was trading nearly 0.5% higher at 2,53,770 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
आइए चलें मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज, जहां जून में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का मूल्य समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 0.3% बढ़त के साथ 1,54,399 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था. वहीं मई में आपूर्ति वाली चांदी भी 0.4% से अधिक बढ़त के साथ 2,52,861 रुपए प्रति किलो पर कारोबार कर रही थी. बहुत संक्षिप्त में, बस एक पंक्ति में, किस दिशा में सोना यहां से आगे जाता दिख रहा?
देखिए, मुझे लगता है मनोज जी कि सोना यही स्टेबल रहेगा बहुत नैरो रेंज में.
यानी कुल मिलाकर सोने की स्थिति जस की तस आने वाले दिनों में कुछ समय तक बनी रहेगी. इसी बिंदु पर श्रोताओं, आपसे हम आप समूह की ओर से अपने विशेषज्ञ पुनीत जी को धन्यवाद देना चाहेंगे. बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपका.
धन्यवाद मनोज.
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Benchmark domestic stock market indices end marginally lower. Sensex falls over 100 points. Nifty settles below 24,200. Most Asian stock market indices end in the positive zone. And global crude oil prices rise. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं. आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें.